Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas from
Rafael,
Jamie Lynn, and Elena, your missionaries in Latin America. Thank you for your prayers and support.
You are listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. It is time for another Christmas hymn story. Joining us today, the Reverend Sean Denzer, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and Chaplain for us here at the LCMS International Center. It is time for a Christmas hymn story. Chaplain, what do you have for us today? What hymn would you like to talk about?
Oh, one of my favorite hymns, which in LSB is 386, Now Sing We, Now Rejoice. And the original name is In Dulci Jubilo, which is Latin. But the next line is Nun singet und seid froh, which is German. What is really cool about this hymn is originally it was a macaronic hymn, like macaroni. It's mixed up between multiple languages. It has a really great story. We don't know who wrote it exactly. It's kind of been attributed to Henry Suso, who was in the 1300s. He was kind of a mystical guy anyway. But the story about it is that an angel in a vision kind of had taught this to him, dancing with children and revealing this hymn to him. It was well known, it seems, by the time these stories were being told. So again, it's a good story, who knows? But the idea is it's the song of the angels. And so it's kind of nice to have both your vernacular, German in their case, and your Latin. There were some English translations that tried to do the same thing, keep all the Latin parts and add in English that would rhyme to it, although jubilo, which means joy and jubilation, doesn't exactly rhyme with any happy words that I'm aware of in English, so, you know, it's a challenge to accomplish. But it is a beautiful hymn, even as we have it all in English now. And I'd love to talk a little bit about the hymn, but just make one other great part of the story is that little phrase, you know, In Dulci Jubilo, makes its way into two different Lutheran hymns. The first one is, it's at the end of Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying. This is the song that everybody's singing as they go in to the wedding feast with Christ. It actually says at the end that we would all go in and sing In Dulci Jubilo. So all of a sudden you have this Latin come out of that German. And why? Well, A, because it's the angelic song, but two, I mean, it's always Christmas in eternal life. What a wonderful delight, right? We're always in the joy of Christ. The other place is, this phrase at the end of this hymn is all over many hymns. It doesn't come through in our English, but instead of Thou My Savior Art, as our hymnal has, it used to be Alpha Est et O, which kind of sounds funny, but it's Alpha and O. So it's even that's kind of macaronic between the Greek Alpha and O is the German and Latin and English also equivalent of the Omega.
Great hymn. What else do you want us to learn about this hymn?
Well, let's just look at the text. And I actually know this hymn probably better from the previous hymnal, the Lutheran worship hymnal, which was slightly different. But it's giving joy because the one who gives us all his blessings is now lying poor in a manger. That's a small point maybe, but a big one in all of our Christmas hymns, just to marvel at the exchange Christ has made, where he who is, you know, heaven's keeper and the world's keeper has now become vulnerable, you might say, weak, and lying in a manger. Just all of the great that Germans and Latins, and I think even still English-speaking people, love to make, to just see the great contrast between our God and his power, and now he's come in such weakness as a baby. The sun cannot outshine this little baby in the manger, just a nice image. The second stanza is just perfect for us as Lutherans. We can't approach him. We can't raise ourselves to eternal life. We need him to come down to us and give his mercy and his grace, his undeserved kindness. Beautiful. The third stanza I really love from Lutheran Witness. Now through his son shines the Father's grace divine. Death was reigning o'er us through sin and misery. Then our Savior brought us a bright eternity. Oh, that we were there, right? We're ready to be free of all sin's weight and the specter of death that surrounds us. And yet Christ has redeemed us and purchased and won salvation for us. And the last stanza just kind of rejoices in that and looks ahead, like those other hymns that quote this, to what it will be like to sing with the angels, to be in God's presence forever, to be free from all of the things that would mute our jubilo, our joy. And, you know, that's the last thing we kind of echo, oh, that we were there. Just delighting to know that, you know, as Christmas is one of the best times of year, and Christmas worship is one of the most exciting times of the year, it pales still in comparison to what we have awaiting us, the glory that will be there at the resurrection when we are in Christ's presence forever.
There are 386 in Lutheran Service Book. Now sing, we now rejoice. Thanks, Chaplain Denzer, for helping us look at the story behind this hymn.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO.
I send brotherly greetings to all the KFUO listeners in this wonderful Christmas season. My name is Lieutenant Eric Gledhill, active duty chaplain in the United States Navy. I'm currently serving the Marines and sailors in 29 Palms, California, deep in the Mojave Desert. I serve as command chaplain for the 3rd Battalion, 11th Marines, and it continues to be my pleasure to be a missionary to these young men and women that protect our country's precious freedoms. At this time of year, imagine God speaking to us in this way. Only through my incarnation on that first long ago Christmas could it fulfill your neediness. Since God went to such extreme measures to save you from your sins, you can be assured that He will graciously give you all you need. May God continue to bless and touch you in this Christmas season through His grace.
Why do we give Christmas presents? It's because of love. We love because God first loved us, and we give gifts because God has given us the greatest gift of all, forgiveness, life, and salvation in His Son, Jesus. KFUO proclaims this gift each and every day. Please make a special Christmas gift to KFUO this year and help us share His good news. Make your gift today at kfuo.org/Christmas. That's kfuo.org/Christmas.